Welcome once again to Nova Gaia. I'm Rachel Dragonheart, and I am so grateful that you're here today with us. What a wonderful moment of now that we exist in. And once again, we have gathered to talk, to chat, to express some thoughts, to see if we can shake up or shimmy up your energy and give you something, oh, you know, to chew on, not physically, but mentally. So today's topic is, well, you know, I've been reading a little bit of the social media and the news, and I've been understanding that there's a phenomenon happening that's being called the cancel culture. Cancel culture. Yeah. As somebody who is about love and the now moment, I do understand there's a need for breaking old paradigms, and I do get the fact that there's some things that we don't need anymore. But at the same time, isn't it more of a choice? Shouldn't we, as a being, be able to be responsible to choose our ways, to possibly set our own boundaries of what it is that fits our personal truths, and to be able to step away and possibly turn off the TV ourselves instead of having others turning it off for us? Just a thought. So as we look at a different way of canceling out our culture, what if we looked at it instead of a choice? Your choice. You know what? I have a feeling that the fairy has an insight for us. Fairy, could you tell us, what do you think?
Thank you, Rachel Dragonheart. Choices. This is a beautiful word, and it implies a lot of freedom. In real life, at this point, a lot of our choices are not necessarily made conscious. They're made by traditions, they're made by what is, they're made by habits, by trauma within ourselves, by fears that we are not necessarily be aware of, but that prevents us from making a free choice of what it is really that we want. In a lot of ways, we still have to even learn what we want. I remember a time within my own journey when somebody would tell me always, tell me what you want. And I would tell them all kinds of things that I thought expressed what I want, but what I really expressed was what I didn't want. And as I kept learning and making the unconscious more conscious, I became aware of that. Oh my God, you know, this is exactly part of the trauma that we are healing, is to understand actually what we want so we can make the choices that lead us to where we want to be in life, which, you know, I think we're all in some ways, we want to thrive within our own right, within our own love, within our own life, that we want to build in a way that makes sense for us. You know, obviously, I very strongly feel that the choice always has to include love. I think without it, there is, the choices become very sticky, to say the least. But as long as there's love involved, it is really about choices. And the more I also recognize within that journey, the more I allow myself to choose what I want in life and to manifest it and step and make my decisions. Every single choice that I make in life, every single step, every single word that I say, make it towards that which I really want in life. And it has allowed me to give that same freedom towards other people with less judgment. As I keep boundaries within myself, my nose, my like, no, that's not okay. No, you can't do that to me. No, that's not all right. I have less resistance to other people's choices, and we can work together. We find within our boundaries that we can communicate, we can step up to the plate of really what we want in life. And all of a sudden, it feels like a lot of freedom. Choice is freedom.
Wow, choice is freedom. Ah, that does kind of make me think of the free will versus God's will. And that does sound like these choices, our freedom of choices. Kay, Angel, could you give us some insight and take us even further into your perspective and what you think about this?
I would love to. When you were speaking about cancel culture, the word that stood out for me this time was culture. Culture. Our culture as human beings extends from the beginning of the first humanoid on through the end of humanity. And there are so many cultures. We're used to in the past more of a monoculture, a single culture for our area. People weren't as traveled way back when. If you only were traveling by horse and maybe some ships and or you were using canoes, people still interacted and moved around more than you would tend to believe or think. There were incredible adventurers going far distances. But for the most part, your culture was pretty set, pretty standard. The things you were familiar with was what your neighbors were familiar with, what your family was familiar with. It was your tradition. It was just your way of life according to what resources and abilities you had. If you lived in the desert, your culture would be very different from somebody living in a jungle. If you lived by a river, your culture would be different than someone who lived in by the ocean. It was about your resources, about what's there. And as many of us have grown, that's continued. Sure, it's expanded in different ways, but we would all see the same television shows, read the same newspapers. Well, now people look at their screens and they have all kinds of choices. People don't see newspapers, read newspapers as much. They instead use their screens and have all kinds of choices. And what we're learning to do is how to live multiculturally. People have talked about multiculturalism for a long time. And in the United States, you always say, we're the great American melting pot. Every culture comes here and it all blends together. You know, I might have tacos tonight and spaghetti the next night, but I'm not Mexican, I'm not Italian. But I get to celebrate and enjoy parts of these different cultures and you don't think anything of it. But really, it's about honoring and respecting the little bits of joy and wonder that get brought in by everybody. We are making stone soup, where I bring this and you bring that, and we throw it all in the pot and end up with something wonderful. But for a long time, multiculturalism, particularly in the United States, was seen as, boy, it's wonderful to have you here as long as you act mostly like me. As long as you mostly go along with my culture and my way of life. So you're welcome, fit in, and we'll all have a good time as long as you have some tasty food. Well, now we're getting to where the rubber hits the road, where you really have to understand and embrace each other. So yes, you get choice. Yes, you get boundaries. Yes, you choose what's right for you, what works for you. But the rest, you don't have to push back against. Now, if you are a passionate person who is an activist and you are working for a cause, that's wonderful. That's your role. But recognize there's also the opposite of you. There's another person, not exactly opposite, because they are more similar to you than not similar to you. They're just on the other side of the coin, being an activist and rattling cages and pushing, or the opposite side. And when I look at people, when I treat people with healing sessions, and this sort of issue comes up, what I see is it's not the ends of a line where you have this long line and you're far on this side and they're far on that side. What I see is a circle where those two ends ultimately meet and blur, because you both have the same passion. You both are using the same tools. You both are so similar. And within that circle is all of us, with all cultures, with all styles, with all outlooks. They're not all your cup of tea. They're not all my cup of tea. There's things I prefer over other things. And a lot of those other things just don't really hit my radar, because that's not my choice. That's not where I'm going to hang out or spend my time or spend my attention, because I can devote my time and attention to a place that better serves and better suits me.
I really love our comments. Oh, I know, I say that every week. But for me, what was just said here, well, it makes sense, and it actually, I could feel it in my heart. And when I step into my heart and think, if I go back to what basically is the cancel part, since we've talked about the culture, we've talked about the boundaries, is that I do believe that people want change, but the change has to come from within the individual. And I don't think it's time for us to light our flags on fire and go into a witch hunt, because that's often how it becomes, or it appears. And yes, we do want to make things more positive and more full of love. Well, you know, I want all of that goodness for everyone. So there are things that I do believe that need to change, but I don't believe in the mob mentality. I believe that it is up to you, the individual, to choose your path, make your boundaries. And I admit, I come from New Orleans, so I don't believe we live in a soup. I believe we live in a gumbo pot. Because we are individuals. There's crawfish in there, there's boudin, there's onion, there's garlic. We need it all to mix together to give that rich roux feeling. But yet, the crawfish still stand on their own. The shrimp are still there. The sausage is what it is. The rice is added on top, and depending on where you're from, you might even throw potato salad into your gumbo. I know somebody's cringing right now. Are you kidding me? But it's true. It's true. I believe that is why I personally love living in the United States. For all of our evil corporations and some of our ways than our first world that doesn't always make sense, we truly have given the opportunity for us to be in this gumbo pot, for us to choose how to get along with each other. And so I guess, dear listener, I'm asking you to make your own boundaries, for you to choose what's right for you, and that maybe if we lived judgment-free, then we wouldn't have to have a mob mentality of taking down things that might have had a valid point or might be good for something or someone else. Maybe there's something in there that heals other people or is their medicine and their information. Again, looking from other perspectives. This is just probably a phenomenon of our time, and who knows when you're listening to this, if it even still exists. Maybe we reach a point in the now moment where the individuals really do listen to their intuition, they listen to themselves, and create what feels good and right for you. And if we do this out of love instead of fear, well, this could lead to that, and that means this, and this could have that, and it's a rabbit hole. And I watch many people step into this rabbit hole. My other thing that doesn't make sense to me with this phenomenon right now is why certain people get called out and other people don't for the same statements or the same actions. And again, it does feel like a mob mentality where it's acceptable for certain people to say things or act certain ways, but not acceptable for others. If we found a space of being judgment-free, looking on both sides of the coin, like the angel spoke about, looking at the other perspective, well, then we can just turn off the TV or not listen to the music or not be a part of it. And that's okay. Anyway, there is so much more that we would love to say about this. And actually, I think, Kay, what do you think?
I do have something else I wanted to add. And that's that over time, cultures do change, and there are aspects that do need to die out.
Yes,
to go bye-bye. We all live in something that once was a culture where the three of us would have been property. As women, as wives, once you were married, you were the property of your husband. We live in a country where people were enslaved. Other countries also had slavery, and that was generally a condition of poverty. Oh, you're an indentured servant. Oh, you're poor, so now you are my slave until you work off your debt or what have you. And that culture, because there are still remnants of you are property. You and your kind are property.
Actually, in Florida, it's still on the books for the sugar farms. They are still indentured servants. What you're talking about still exists in this country today.
Wow, I cannot believe that. But you see, it takes a long time for some of this to die out. And it's not always about pushing back, fighting against it. It is, as our dear fairy said, about setting boundaries. It is, in the Nova Gaia, about the creation of the new from that point of love that our dear Dragonheart spoke of. We are creating the future every single day, every single one of us. Let's envision, the dragon loves to talk of this, and she has a beautiful blog about it. Let's daydream. a better, more equitable, more beautiful, more loving, more all-encompassing, not just future, but a better, more beautiful, all-encompassing today. Because this isn't something we work for or have to wait for. It's something we have the power to do and change and begin now.
Yes, now.
That is so beautiful. Oh, that is so beautiful. And I just want to add that I grew up in a very homogeneous society. I didn't have the variety. For me, moving to the United States, it opened up all these different choices. And I so appreciate that we are in this moment where everything is so open, where through the click of a button, we can reach and inform ourselves about pretty much everything in the world that is happening, that is possible, that is being built, ideas. Everything is accessible, which, you know, is a lot of overload. But the thing is that it is that choice within ourselves of what is it that brings me to this point in life where I appreciate the now moment in the most beautiful way that I can, and make that every now moment to today I eat the spaghetti, tomorrow I eat pad thai, you know, the day after I have an Indian dish, and, you know, whatever it is within our life that just really brings us in that moment. What am I feeling now? You know, within what is it that right now adds to me being in a higher state of love?
No. This is the only thing that exists. This right now, this moment, as you listen to us, dear listener, we don't have to cancel anything. We can reimagine and live now in the future, in that feeling, in that moment. But every individual has to step into their own power as the co-creator. So I believe what we are asking, dear listener, is there's no need to become a mob, but instead dream and feel now how we can be. How we can be. That's it. There is no good or bad. We just are. So instead of making things complicated and feeling anger and frustration and blaming and what about me, take actions of love. And maybe that action is just seeing a different future. Maybe that action is not participating in that show or that social media or that information. Maybe your action is for your happiness, your boundaries. And if every individual truly found what was their now moment, their balance, there's nothing that would have to be canceled, because we all really would want great things for each other. Okay, maybe I'm daydreaming a little bit more there, and that's my Age of Aquarius wish.
Wanna come?
But I believe in us. I believe in us. Oh, hey, this was a great conversation. I learned a lot today. And dear listener, I hope you did too. I hope you find your personal truths within this and what you can do for your daily action for your choice, your boundaries, your desires of happiness. At the same time, understanding the expansive growth and that there are things that no longer serve us. And there are things that we no longer need to participate in or even support. But it is up to each individual in their own way, in your own free will, to find your choice and your love. This is a great conversation, and I have to say, I'm even going to go back and listen to this again myself. I know that sounds kind of silly, listener, but well, I'm just a student. I am here to learn and to expand and to change, well, hopefully as much as you are listening. So thank you for joining us today. And you know where to find us, novagayalove.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. And of course, check out our book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia, on Amazon and Kindle. We're really grateful to have you here. We've got our blogs and other information. So let us know how we're doing. Send us an email, ask any questions. And remember, right now, we love you. Actually, we always love you forever.